With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's portion in the Rambam's Seder Tfilas Kol Hashana, beginning with the Nusach of Birchas Hamazon. Now we know from the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Memches Amid Beis, Omar Rav Nachman, that Moshe Tikin Li Yisrael Birchas Hazon. That Moshe was the one that composed the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon for the Yidden. At the time that the manna fell for our grandparents there in the desert. And as the Gemara continues in the name of Rav Nachman, that it was Yehoshua that composed Birchas Haaretz when we all entered the Holy Land. It was David and Shlomo that composed the third bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, etc. And then the Gemara brings from Rav Masna many, many years later, when we were allowed to bury the Yidden that got killed in the battle in Beitar, it was then that our sages in Yavna composed the fourth long bracha in Birchas Hamazon, known as Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Now, the question is, since Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that composed the first bracha, but like the Gemara says, for those who ate the manna, when the manna began to fall, why is it that now we still make that bracha? Look, now we are not eating the manna, now we are not eating lechem from the heavens, we're eating a lechem in Haaretz. So in many places is this question addressed, and I'm quoting here from Toiras Menachem, Tav Shin Nun Aleph, Chelik Aleph, pages 291, the Rebbe addresses that question, but prior to that, the Rebbe asks another question. We find in Chazal sometimes an advantage, it sounds like there is an advantage, of learning Torah in poverty. We have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Chelik, Perek Dalet. We have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, right? That kol hamakayim es ha-Torah me'oini, etc. Or kachi darker shol Torah pas ba-melach toichel. It sounds like there is some advantage of learning Torah in poverty. And the Rebbe says, how does that fit with another statement of our sages, that lo nitna Torah ela lo'ichli haman, that the Torah was only given to those people who ate the man. Eating the man is the opposite of being impoverished, because manna means that Hashem provided all of our needs and abundantly. Ashirus. And dafka, because of that, l'cho'ura, were we able to properly internalize the Torah. The Torah was only given lo'ichli haman. So how do you reconcile that with what it seems? Other chazals, like we quoted from Pirkei Avos, that there is an advantage of being mekayim, the Torah, me'oini. So the Rebbe says that in Pirkei Avos, the me'oini does not, God forbid, mean that we should be lacking anything gashmiyazdik. Mekayim Torah Ma'oni means that we have to reach a level where all things that are Gashmi are not important for us. It's as if they don't even exist. Like, God forbid, for an Ani, that a Taka doesn't exist. In other words, when a Yid is going to live with the emes of everything, and that is the godly life which is within the Gashmi, and this is mamish that Rebbe says connected to the whole concept of the manna, because when it says ki lo yal alechem levada yichya adam, ki al kol moitze pi havaya yichya adam, you know where we felt that naturally when we ate the manna. Oh, so the Rebbe then there from there goes on to explain, and that's the reason why nowadays, even though we're having Begashmias, lechem, min ha'aretz, we still say the first bracha in Birchas Hamazon that was made for those who ate the manna. Because even now, it's expected of us to reach the level where we acknowledge and understand that everything that God gives us now is mamish like the manna. The bracha is coming from God directly to us. The reason why we work, the lechem, min ha'aretz, is that God put upon us the responsibility to create kelim, vessels, through which, al pi derech hateva, we can receive God's bracha. But when we eat with that understanding, that we are taki eating now the manna, that actually helps us connect to the pnimius of everything, and coming back, and that will be an additional koyach, for us to receive the Torah and to internalize it, because we will be people for which the Gashmi is not important, and the opposite, the Ruchni, is the Iker. And that's why nowadays, it concludes the Rebbe, we make the Birchas Hazon that was made lo'oichle Haman, because indeed we are still Yidden that are eating the manna.